Ever get that feeling when like a friend mentions menopause and you're suddenly like, is this something I should be paying closer attention to? It's not just hot flashes and like, you know, those mysteriously vanishing words we're talking about here.
Yeah, it's way more than just a feeling.
Yeah.
There's actually a ton of new research coming out about this phase of life, and it's really challenging some of our old assumptions.
Which leads us to our deep dive today. We're digging into a recent study that really caught our eye. It focuses on women.
Yeah. But stick with us here, because the insights around brain health, they're relevant for everyone. Really, at its core, this study is asking a question I think a lot of us have probably wondered about at some point. Could those really intense menopausal symptoms some women experience actually be linked to a higher risk of cognitive decline later on? You know what's really interesting about this study in particular? It's that they didn't just look at a small group of women who are all pretty similar. We're talking over 1,200 women average age 55 from 9 different Latin American countries.
9? That's a pretty big deal, right? I feel like with a lot of these studies, you're lucky if you get a couple hundred people.
Oh, absolutely. Having that kind of diversity in the people they studied, it really strengthens the findings and I think makes them a lot more applicable to like a wider population.
Yeah.
You know, it makes you pay attention.
Okay, so let's break down how the study actually worked. How did they figure out, you know, who was experiencing what?
So they used questionnaires to assess both the severity of the women's menopausal symptoms. So we're talking hot flashes, sleep disturbances, mood swings, that kind of thing. And then also their cognitive function at that point in time. It wasn't about following them for years and years. It was really about getting a snapshot in time.
So almost like a status check for both menopause symptoms and how their brains were doing right.
Exactly. And one thing that's important to note is this was what's considered an exploratory study. Meaning it's designed to kind of spot those potential connections, generate some hypotheses, not necessarily definitively say this causes that. It's about saying, okay, here's an avenue for more research. Here's something interesting we're seeing. Let's get a clearer picture of what might be going on.
So not jumping to conclusions just yet, but definitely on the lookout for some intriguing patterns for sure.
And did they find any? All right, so spill the tea. Did they find any patterns?
They did. They found that about 15% actually of the women in the study showed signs of what's called mild cognitive impairment.
MCI.
MCI, right. It stands for mild cognitive impairment. And basically what that means is like a slight decline in cognitive abilities.
Like what kind of cognitive abilities are we talking about here?
Yeah, so we're talking about things like memory, thinking, and judgment.
So does that automatically mean that someone is headed for like full-blown dementia?
Not at all. Think of it more like, you know, a little heads up. It's not a guarantee that you're going to develop a more serious condition down the line, but it is definitely something that doctors would kind of monitor closely. Okay, so 15% had MCI. Now, I don't know about you, but like just off the top of my head, that seems a little high.
It is. It is significantly higher than what you would expect to see in the general population for women who are in their early to mid-50s.
Mm-hmm.
And here's where that connection to menopause gets really interesting. The women who are experiencing this MCI, they were consistently the ones reporting more severe menopausal symptoms.
Okay, so we're talking like off the charts hot flashes or like can't find their car keys kind of memory blips.
Exactly. And the study actually put a number on it. They found that women with severe menopausal symptoms were 74% more likely to have MCI.
74%. Whoa. Okay, yeah, that'll make you sit up and take notice.
It does. And I'm sure some people listening are like, oh, great. So if I'm having a rough go of menopause, my brain is doomed. But hold on a second. It's really crucial to understand what that percentage actually means. It's about increased risk, not a guaranteed outcome.
So it's not like a fortune cookie saying, congratulations, severe hot flashes equals guaranteed memory problems later.
Exactly. Not at all. It's more like this. Imagine you're rolling a die. There's always a chance that you're going to roll a 6, right? This study is basically saying that for women with those severe menopause symptoms, it's like that die is weighted a little bit, making a 6, in this case MCI, more likely. But it's not a guarantee. You could still roll a 2, a 4, any other number.
So really, it's about understanding there's a potential connection, like a link between these two things, but not necessarily a cause and effect.
Precisely. And that's why this kind of research is so important, because it helps us identify those areas where we need to focus more attention, ask more questions, and hopefully, you know, down the line, maybe even develop ways to kind of mitigate some of those risks.
Or because if we just focus on treating the symptoms of menopause without really understanding the bigger picture, we might be missing some really crucial pieces of the puzzle.
Exactly. And that's what makes this particular study, I think, so compelling. It didn't just stop at looking at that link between the menopause symptoms and cognitive health. It actually went deeper, digging into some other factors that might be playing a role as well.
Okay, so what else did they uncover? Fill us in. What are the juicy details?
Well, one of the things that they looked at was BMI, body mass index.
So are we talking about like the I can't fit into my skinny jeans anymore kind of weight gain that sometimes happens during menopause?
That's part of it, but it's really about, you know, overall body composition and how that relates to your health. And what they found was kind of fascinating. A lower BMI was linked to a lower risk of MCI.
So maintaining a healthy weight is almost like you're giving your brain a little extra protection.
It seems that way. It's not a magic bullet or anything, but it definitely adds another layer to the story.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of things that are good for you, guess what else they found to be associated with better cognitive health?
Ooh, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Both regular physical activity and sexual activity were linked to a lower risk of MCI.
Wait, really? So getting busy is good for your brain. All right, sign me up for that kind of research.
Well, it's a bit more nuanced than that, but the study did find that connection, and it really highlights the importance of overall well-being, you know, to stay active in all aspects of life.
I love it. Keep them coming. What else did they discover?
Education played a role, too. Mm-hmm. Higher education levels seem to offer some protection against MCI.
So all those years of hitting the books weren't for nothing.
Exactly. It's like building up that cognitive reserve throughout your life.
Yeah.
You know, giving your brain a little extra padding.
Interesting. So it's not just about what's happening during menopause, but also what we're doing throughout our lives to kind of keep our brains sharp.
That's a great way to put it. And one final interesting finding. They found that women who had used hormone therapy, like estrogen replacement, had a lower risk of MCI.
Okay, so does this mean that hormones are the magic bullet after all?
It's not quite that simple. This finding suggests that, yes, hormones likely do play some kind of role in cognitive health during menopause, but it's not the whole story. And remember, this was an exploratory study.
Right, so more research is definitely needed. But it does kind of add another layer of complexity to this whole conversation about hormone therapy and its potential benefits and risks.
Exactly. It's about having all of the information so that women can make those informed decisions about their health in consultation with their healthcare providers.
So what you're saying is this study isn't just about menopause. It's about taking this kind of holistic view of women's health, understanding the interconnectedness of everything, and really empowering women to take charge of their well-being.
You got it.
So we've covered a ton of ground here, but I'm sure our listeners are like, okay, but what does this actually mean for me? Like, how do I apply this to my own life?
Right. That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
And the good news is, even if menopause isn't really on your radar, yet this study offers some really valuable takeaways for literally anyone who wants to, you know, prioritize their brain health as they get older.
Because let's face it, none of us wants to be, like, searching for our keys for an hour or walking into a room and forgetting why we're there.
Exactly. Think of it this way. Your brain is kind of like this amazing muscle that needs regular exercise and good nutrition to really stay in tip-top shape.
So based on the study's findings, what are some things people can actually do? Like, what are some actionable steps here?
Well, I mean, maintaining a healthy weight through diet and exercise, that's huge, like we talked about.
So it's almost like you're giving your brain an extra layer of armor there.
Precisely. And then don't underestimate just the power of staying mentally engaged. Challenging your brain with things like puzzles, reading, learning new skills, having these stimulating conversations, all of that really contributes to building up what's called that cognitive reserve.
Yeah, it's like putting money in the bank for your brain. You know, the more you save, the better off you'll be later.
100%. And let's not forget about managing stress. I mean, chronic stress can really take a toll on your brain, so finding those healthy coping mechanisms, super important.
So whether it's meditation, yoga, spending time in nature, blasting your favorite music, whatever, helps you unwind, make it a regular thing.
Exactly. And, you know, if you are noticing any kind of changes in your memory or cognitive function, don't hesitate to talk to your doctor.
They can help you figure out if there's anything else going on and kind of talk about, like, strategies for protecting your brain.
For sure. And remember, knowledge is power, right? The more you know about your own body and brain, the better equipped you are to make those informed decisions about your health.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive into this whole world of menopause and cognitive health. It's such a complex topic, but so important. Any final thoughts? Anything you want to leave our listeners with?
You know, it's funny, this study focused on women, but it really makes you wonder, what about men?
Right.
Could those kinds of hormonal shifts they go through as they age also be impacting their cognitive health? There's a whole other deep dive waiting to happen, I think.
There you have it, a little food for thought, and maybe even some inspiration to do a little digging of your own. And if anything in this deep dive sparked your curiosity, definitely keep the conversation going, talk to your doctor, do some research, and remember, taking care of your brain, it's a lifelong journey, not a destination.
So true, and be kind to your brain, you only get one, so.
Yeah. Words to live by, my friend, words to live by. And on that note, we're gonna wrap up this deep dive. Thanks for joining us, as always. And remember to subscribe so you don't miss our next adventure into the world of all things fascinating and thought-provoking. Until next time, stay curious.